Now, the government has got serious, it seems, about vaping. They will now ban these disposables, and fines for retailers who breach the rules are going to skyrocket. Maximum fines going to go to $100,000 from about $10,000. The Asthma and Respiratory Foundation boss, Letitia Harding's with us on this. Letitia, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
This should have been done by the last government, shouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it should have been done. You know, there was lots of talk about curbing the youth vaping epidemic, but not much action. So we're really, really pleased to see this.
What's your view on it? I remember years ago when we started cracking down, smoke-free by 2025. Anyway, vaping came along and you saw the slow train wreck coming. That they kept saying it's going to be a cessation tool, but all you could see was kids at school taking up a habit they shouldn't be taking. And we've seen it coming, yet we've done nothing about it. Why is that?
Oh, look, it's incredibly frustrating. I mean, smoking in our youth was on a pathway to extinction, basically. And then, you know, we were trying to say to the ministry when we were meeting them back in 2017 that, you know, this could be a huge problem for our youth unless we really have tight controls and look at it as a smoking cessation product. And it really hasn't been.
No. Do we have hard data on it? Is there still dispute about that? Because the past Labor government, part of their reasoning for not doing more was because they didn't want to make the cessation side of the equation so difficult for people who were genuinely trying to quit.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is, you know, there are no FDA-approved products for smoking cessation vaping products, and we don't have them approved here in MedSafe. Now, you have to question that, because if it's a product that's actually for smoking cessation, then it should be under some sort of medical regulatory control, and it never has been. It's never been looked the product's never been looked at like that, whereas Australia has always looked at the product like that, and that's why it's gone down the sort of TGA route.
That's what I couldn't understand. When Australia did what they did and Asia Viral didn't, I couldn't work out why we weren't following them, because there's the path, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. You know, vaping is it's seen as cool by youth, and that was always going to be the problem.
Yes.
Smoking was uncool. You know, we're already on a trajectory downwards for our year 10, if you look at things like the ASH year 10 study. So, you know, we basically introduced this product with very, very little controls way back in 2017. People were pushing that it was going to be the holy grail to smoking cessation. The evidence was never out there that it was, and there's not strong evidence that it is now.
No. The $100,000 fine, is that going to help? And I suppose enforcement's part of that equation, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to have actual, you know, people on the ground going into all of these places, checking them. And the other thing is, you know, we've got over 1,500 specialist vape retailers now. Do we really need any more?
No. No, we do not. So having said that, have they done all they can realistically? And if not, what would you do?
No, I think that what they've got to do is just halt any more specialist vape retailers from setting up. The other thing is they need to look at the front in-store window, you know, being really appealing so kids can see it through the windows. They also need to help our kids who are actually addicted to nicotine vapes, because the services out there aren't available. You know, we've got quit smoking services, but nothing for our kids who are now addicted to vapes, which is something that the government over the years has let happen.
Exactly. Nice to talk to you, Letitia. Go well today. Letitia Harding, Asthma and Respiratory Foundation CEO.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air, or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.